USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says serious negotiations with Democrats over a new pandemic-related stimulus bill continue. The Kentucky Republican saying there is zero chance, though, that America can get back to normal if businesses get sued because of the pandemic, which is why he says
no bill will be put on the Senate floor. It does not have liability protection.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says the Republican bill as proposed just doesn't cut it.
It is ununified, unserious, completely unsatisfactory.
The New York Democrat says the bill is full of giveaways to corporations. The number of U.S. COVID-19 deaths has passed 150,000, and Florida, Arkansas, Oregon, and Montana all saw their highest single-day death toll from the virus yesterday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I've been on this balance of nature for quite some time now. I know that what you put in your body is critical to your health. I listen to AM radio out of Dallas, and you have these people on there witnessing about the difference it's made in their life. Now, all these people aren't lying about this. I hadn't even had as much as a cold since I've been taking this, and I'm telling you, my energy level has increased unbelievable. So I'm impressed with it.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to defend tech monopolies on Capitol Hill today. He'll testify before a House Judiciary Subcommittee explaining why he believes apps Instagram and WhatsApp are better under the ownership of the social media giant. The CEOs of Amazon, Apple, and Google will also be at that hearing. The Chicago Police Department's in mourning after a newly promoted deputy chief appears to have committed suicide. Police Superintendent David Brown announcing the death of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd after he was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the Holman Square Police facility on the city's west side.
I, along with the entire Chicago Police Department, grieve the loss of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a respected command staff member and 30-year veteran of the department.
HBO and Netflix are the undisputed leaders when it comes to this year's Emmy nominations announced yesterday. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Trump will be traveling to Texas today, hoping to pump up the energy industry. His visit coming about a month after oil prices went negative for the first time ever. This morning, Trump will be speaking at an event in Midland, Texas. Later, he'll tour oil and gas operations in the Permian Basin. A tropical storm could slam Florida this weekend. The National Hurricane Center saying that the storm in the Atlantic could become Tropical Storm Isaias today. The effects of the storm could reach Florida by the end of the week. Major League Baseball believes the latest coronavirus outbreak is limited to the Miami Marlins. The league says more than 6,400 COVID-19 tests conducted since Friday have shown no new positive cases of on-field personnel for any of the other 29 big league clubs. Alicia Keys will be executive producer of a feature-length PBS documentary about six iconic African-American female entertainers. American Masters' How It Feels to Be Free aims to highlight the stories of Lena Horne, Abby Lincoln, Nina Simone, Diane Carroll, Cicely Tyson, and Pam Grier. And McDonald's says it could close as many as 200 of its locations permanently as a direct result of the pandemic. It just reported its lowest quarterly profits in 13 years. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.